This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 5.28. That was up 11. September wheat ended the day at 5.34, up 12.5. December wheat ended the day at 5.46, up 13. July corn yesterday ended at 3.65.25, up 4.75. September corn ended at 3.72.75, up 5.25. December corn ended at 3.83.5. That was up 5.5. July soybeans yesterday ended at 9.44.25, up 6.5. August beans ended at 9.29.25, up 4.75. September beans ended at 9.20.5. That was up 4.5. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 309.50, up 46. August meal ended at 302.20, up 43. September meal ended at 298.60. That was up 37. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 34.10, down 68. August oil 34.13, down 66. And September oil ended at 34.17, down 65. July oats yesterday ended at 264.75, up 6. September oats ended at 269.5, up 5.25. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Monday afternoon. Technical buying at the Board of Trade lifted grain prices today. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 to 5 cents at 340 to 356. Soybean bids were 6 cents higher at 919 to 939. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 cents higher at 340 to 363. And soybean bids were up 6 cents at 930 to 953. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 4 cents higher at 344 to 370, soybean bids up 6 to 8 cents at 938 to 959, and wheat bids gained 11 to 12 cents at 485 to 516. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 7 cents higher at 969 to 984, basis steady, ranging from 25 to 40 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $321.50 to $334.50 per ton. That is up $4.60, with basis steady ranging from 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 cents higher at $365 to $378, with basis steady ranging from option to 13 over July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 6 higher at 364 to 367, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 1 under to 2 over July. Soybeans ended up 7 to 8 cents at 958 to 964, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 14 to 20 over July. New crop wheat prices ended 11 cents higher on Monday at 506 to 508, with basis steady at 22 under to 20 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 4 to 5 higher at 384 to 385. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 6 to 8 cents with quotations at 984 to 985. Soft wheat up 10 to 11 at 528 to 530. And the Milo ended 4 to 5 higher on Monday at 415 to 432. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 344 up to 359. New crop soybean bids range from 864 to 890. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 347 up to 356. New crop soybean bids at 885 to 898. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 346 up to 361. New crop soybean bids at 877 to 897. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from 483 up to 516. That concludes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. June hogs ended the day at 81.55, down 12. July hogs ended at 80.97, down 15. August hogs ended at 80.65, down 17. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 153.47, up 65. August cattle ended at 151.60, up $1.02. October cattle ended at 153.65, up $1.27. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 222.85, up 95. September feeders ended at 221.35, up 85. October feeders ended at 219.70, up 60. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 8th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 79 cents lower in the range of 68 to 79.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $77.77. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $3 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 25 to 29, 4 to 5 weights 28 to 32, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 34, and 6 weights and up 33 to 36. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $52 to $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 15,913 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder sale with receipts of 2,148 head. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large, four weights were 302.50 to 353. Five weights were 273 to 321. And six weights were 240.50 to 265. Now on to the Holstein steers, large threes. Four weights were 225 to 261, and five weights were 208 to 259. They had some six-weight cattle bring 196 to 234. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 265 to 305. Five weights were 240 to 271, and six weights were 220 to 246. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 263 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 85.24, and that was 32 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, 244.11, that was 54 cents lower, with select carcasses at $236.31. That was $1.26 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000. That compared to 114,000 last week and 112,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 422,000, and that compared to 420,000 last week and 362,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
June's Dairy Month, and our guests this week are an old friend, Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council, and another old friend, Dave Rupert, dairy farmer for a long time from Nokomis.
You know, the June Dairy Month actually started back in 1937, so it's been around for quite a while. And initially it started because, of course, cows coming off their winter feed were turned loose into those beautiful green pastures, and it really is a high production month, or at that time it was, for dairy. And it also tends to coincide with kids getting out of school. So it initially served as kind of a reminder to the parents. Kids are leaving school, but they still need to eat healthy, and they can do that by making sure they include dairy in the diet. So that's why it initially started, but you're right. Dairy has to be a year-round thing, a daily thing. We know that milk and dairy products are irreplaceable in the diet, so it is important that we're sure that we're getting those servings in each and every day.
Now,
Also with us today is Dave Rupert from Nokomis. Dave, how many years in the dairy business for you?
Well, that goes back, I guess, from when I was born. My grandfather and father always had a few cows. We was up to about 20 when I was in high school, and I was kind of the instigator, I guess, of going forward because I loved the Holstein cow and active in 4-H, FFA, and got interested in the breeding and so forth. So then we went to grade A production. And so then I went to the University of Illinois and taught agriculture at Highland for 7 years before I had a chance to come back to the farm, which is what I was wanting to do. And so that was in 1974, so that's been 41 years I've been actively on my own, I guess, as a dairy farmer.
That's amazing. Now, since 1974, I've seen changes in radio. You've obviously seen changes in the corporate side or the commercial side of the dairy business. My goodness, but I can't imagine anybody seeing changes like you've seen on site.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing when you think about it. Just how we went from feeding with a scoop, you know, for the cows to where we had computer feeders, where we had to tag around the cow. She walked into the stall and it told her how much she could have, and each one was fed individually. And now they go to what they call a TMR, total mixed ration, where a big tub grinds it all up so every cow, every bite's the same. And in the milking, it's just unbelievable, the computer parlors and even robot milking now, where the cows go into the milking stall and everything's recorded and no human really touches any of it. So it's just been amazing. And like on the part I really like was the breeding end of it, where we do embryo transfer work and so forth. So it's been totally amazing.
That's part one of our farm show for this Tuesday. We'll be back with part two in just a moment. Welcome to Strongsville, where people take great pride in a good day's work, and where choosing Cub Cadet is the strongest choice one can make. Like the new XT Enduro Series tractors, the strongest, most comfortable lawn and garden tractors Cub Cadet has ever made. If you're the kind who believes a job worth doing is worth doing right, it's time to test drive a Cub Cadet. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Seavers Equipment Company at Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, Illinois, and St. Peters, Missouri.
Growers, when was the last time you were in your combine and thought to yourself, wow? If you're ready to take your yields to the next level, call the CHS Yield Point Specialists at CHS Louder. They'll help you analyze your yield results, set new goals, and put cutting-edge technology to practical work on your farm. Call Ellen Bailey at CHS Louder in Waverly for CHS Yield Point services today. And wow yourself with the true power of your land.
Cows are smart. They can milk themselves, practically.
Just about.
That brings to mind something else. A cow is a very efficient machine, but that machine has to have fuel. What does a cow eat on a daily basis to produce that milk?
Yeah, most an average dairy cow, first of all, drinks a lot of water, 20 to 50 gallon when it gets really hot in the summertime, and they're given a lot. Dry matter intake is what we try to measure, and a lot of times we shoot for 50 to 60 pounds of actual dry matter. So we carefully check the moisture content of the feed that the cattle are getting, so we know how much they are actually eating on a dry matter basis. Of course, when you get too much moisture, it can cause stomach problems and things like that. So it's a very detailed, most farms work with a nutritionist that have their computer programs to help us make sure we got the right protein and fiber and so forth in the diet. So it's gets to be pretty technical.
So like any diet, the liquid and the solid has to work together, huh?
Yes, that's correct, because if you get it out of balance, you can really throw off the stomach, and of course then you got problems in the total of milk, and also the composition of the milk changes if you get the wrong diet for the cow.
That was Dave Rupert, dairy farmer from Nokomis, Illinois. That's part two of our farm show for today. More with Joyce and Dave tomorrow and Thursday. This is John Michael Marty. Have a great day.